It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. We're joined today by Zippy Duvall, President, American Farm Bureau Federation, native of Georgia. Great to see you.
Good to see you, Tony. Thanks for coming by.
Well, thank you. And again, when we talk about Farm Bureau, it's one thing for farmers to talk about Farm Bureau, but it's a whole other thing when others outside of the industry recognize Farm Bureau as a leading voice. Why is that?
I think we have a reputation of knowing that all our policy comes straight from the farm, from through our county Farm Bureaus to their state and up to the national level. And I think everyone here in Washington, D.C. and other ag groups understand how good that policy procedure is, and the people in on Capitol Hill understand when we speak for the farmer and not for an organization or just a board of directors, but for all the farmers across the country.
Your pathway to the presidency here in Washington, did you really set out to do that? How'd that come about?
No, not really. I graduated from high school, loved cows, was raised in dairy business, and went off to college, and couldn't get back home quick enough to milk the cows. For some reason, I was one of those dairymen that loved their cows, and my dad had a heart attack, and I came back home, spent 30 years in dairy business. And during that time, I realized that there were a lot of things going on in my state capital, in my county government, and in my national government that needed a voice. And I looked for a place to apply that voice, and it was in Farm Bureau. My dad encouraged that and told me I should manage my time to where I could spend some time outside my fence rows to make a difference in policies that not only affect me, but affected rural communities and farms all across the country.
Now, you had a group of leaders in and future leaders in, fly in. Why is that important?
Well, a farmer really doesn't realize until he makes this trip how important it is for him to sit in front of his own congressman and his own senator and tell his story. Like right now, we're right in the thick of talking about a farm bill. And for a farmer from a congressman's area that he represents, come in and tell his story how the farm bill has sustained his farm over years. Not every year, because we don't need it every year, but a lot of years when we have disasters or when prices are bad or whatever, that risk management tool that's in the farm bill helps us get through that rough time, get to the next year, plant a crop so that we can keep every American's pantry full across America. That is it's not just a safety net for farmers. It's a safety net for every American across here that has to feed their family each and every day. That's why when you go to a grocery store, the shelves are full, because the farmers are out there, and also the farm bill is there to make sure that they're there to continue to produce.
Finally, kind of bringing this full circle, we've talked about your pathway. Mm-hmm. We've talked about the next generation of leaders coming up, but taking that first step, does that happen at the county level? And what words of encouragement would you give to a farmer, rancher, dairyman to get involved?
Yeah, same advice my dad gave me when I was sitting at his breakfast table complaining about regulation, milk prices, milk inspectors, and people not showing up for work. And he says, if you want to make a difference in those areas, you got to get outside your fence row. It is our job as businessmen to take care of our business. And all of our business is not inside of our fence row. A lot of it goes on outside of our fence row, and we all need to participate. And if you're out there by yourself, that lone voice in the distance doesn't make anything happen. But when you join an organization like Farm Bureau, where we all join our voices together with one united voice, it becomes a powerful thing. And you really don't know that until you visit this place and realize how well Farm Bureau is respected on Capitol Hill and across town.
So good to see you. Thanks for your time. Thanks for the work you do.
Thank you. I encourage everybody to come be part of our Farm Bureau family. We need their voice, regardless of how big or small you are or where you come from.
Zippy Duvall is president of the American Farm Bureau Federation. In Washington, D.C., I'm Tony St. James. It's the Agribusiness Report.